Arts news from around the area. Welcome to The Creative Cafe, sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. Promoting and supporting the arts, arts organizations, and artists throughout Greater Kalamazoo. On 590 and 106.9 FM, WKZO.
And good morning, I'm Kristen with Creative Cafe, and I have in the studio with me this morning the Executive Director of the Edison Neighborhood and the Program Director of the Edison Neighborhood, Stephen Dupuy and Iana Gopian. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, we like to ask on this show, what is your favorite morning beverage?
Ooh, I'll go first. Yes. My favorite morning beverage is coffee.
Coffee, just straight up
just
black.
Just straight up, yep.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Yeah, well, birds of a feather flock together. just black coffee. I mean, I really try, but not very successful to have a glass of water first when I wake up, because that is, you know, you're 90% water or some crazy thing like that.
So, right.
You're just, you know, I did it this morning, but it's usually not successful.
I get you. Yeah, well, it does take a while to try to get that as a habit. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that the black coffee is calling you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you can't even think about the water.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're both working for the Edison Neighborhood. Can you guys help us understand the history of that neighborhood association, how it came to be, and kind of where you are today?
Yeah, Stephen can speak more to that.
Okay.
Sure, yeah. It's been around since 1968, I think informed as many neighborhood associations do, with a group of folks getting together that want to, you know, make life better for their neighborhood and community.
Yeah.
And it's been in multiple different locations along the way. I've been in the organization for about 2 years, and it was interesting to sort of go through the catacombs of file cabinets and find the original newsletters, you know, back, which were actually printed like newspapers, you know, because, you know, that's what they spent the money on then. You know, nothing was online. So they really had the budget for this Neighborhood Voice newsletter, which was just like a fold out thing, which ironically enough, many of the issues in there are
yes.
some of the same issues that we're dealing with
okay.
still. I'm like, oh, okay, wow, not much has changed. We've just come full circle maybe since the 60s and 70s.
Sure, sure.
So yeah, I mean, and then today, you know, we're right in Washington Square, and the Neighborhood Association's mission is to maximize quality of life and sense of community in the neighborhood. So I'll leave it at that because I know there's other questions.
Sure. Yeah. So you said you're in Washington Square, but what defines Edison Neighborhood?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's a huge neighborhood. It's actually the largest, most populous neighborhood in all of Kalamazoo, with nearly 10,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we're followed by the north side at maybe 7,000, and the Vine is 6,000. You look at the east side, and they only, I think, have 2,500.
Right.
So we're really looking at, like, a small village. We actually technically qualify as a village because we have a hospital and a square and things like that. So, and then our border, we go right up into downtown, like 600 mm-hmm. Kitchen and Grill is technically part of the Edison neighborhood.
Sure.
And then we go all the way over to Miller Road, if you're going south. And then we have Burdick is our line to the west, so we border the Vine mm-hmm. neighborhood. And then the river is basically our border with the east side, so that's a physical
gotcha.
Barrier there. So quite large.
Yeah, very large.
When people like say, you know, well, what does the neighborhood want or this? And I'm like, well, what part of the neighborhood are you talking about? Because it is so big. We have so many different pockets of, you know, with the square especially, we have really like a little mini downtown.
Sure.
So
And a lot of diversity within Edison neighborhood.
Absolutely. Also the most diverse racially as well and mm-hmm. economically diverse as well. So, which is the thing that honestly, like what drew me to the neighborhood and the fact that that there is so much racial diversity, it's just, I think is the best thing. One of my favorite things to do, and I probably talked on another podcast about just being sitting on my back porch and listening to my queer music, my Robin, you know, but then I have mariachi music right next to me, my neighbors, and then I've got some, you know, some hip hop, you know, where the trunk is shaking, you know, across the way. But I just like, I love to just sit back there and soak it all in, you know. In the afternoon with the beer was like the best part.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like then the next step for you, Stephen, drawing you to the job of executive director, because you and I crossed paths. You were not the executive director of the Edison neighborhood. You were running the Dormouse, which you still do.
I still do, yes.
Yeah. But so what drew you to this other job?
Well, so I was serving on the board, and I had for a long time. And I actually said no to the job a few times because of the Dormouse,
okay.
because of capacity. I'm not that crazy. Like, I realize I have limits.
Sure, but, sure.
But eventually we did a search. You know, we hired a firm to do all of that. And I just kept having people tap me on the shoulder and say, "We really think you should do it." You know, and I said, "No. You know, I really have a lot going on." And then I think I had an interested candidate, reach out to me one off and talk to me about the position and wanting to do it. And they weren't from the neighborhood. And I just didn't really think they got it. Mm. And that really was the catalyst for me. I was like, no, they just don't get it. They don't live here. They don't understand it. And I think that was sort of the catapult. And one more tap on the shoulder from the board president. And
sure.
I said, okay, fine, I'll do it. And it's been really rewarding, and I do love it, despite sometimes, you know, the hectic schedule that I've got, but
sure,
wouldn't trade it for nothing.
Yeah. Iana, you are also work for the Edison neighborhood. You and I, our paths crossed way back when,
Long time ago.
Civic days, yep. Mm-hmm. So since then, what has been your journey, and how did you end up here?
Well, I stuck with the arts. Went to Western for arts education and photography, and Kendall for printmaking. And I've just kind of progressed along, like events and posters and printmaking and getting info out there. And actually met Stephen through doing theater at the Dormouse.
Okay.
So we've got that kind of creative energy happening there. And actually running the Neighborhood Association is a lot like theater.
Okay.
Sometimes.
All right.
Only like the way we put on events, I think we're just like used to that kind of like build up and, you know,
production management.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's an event instead.
Yep.
Okay. So let's talk about that. What kind of activities are under the purview of the association?
We've got a few. The biggest one right now that we're working on that I've just taken over is the it's called Tay's Farm Resource Hub, which is it's evolving.
That's a brand new program, so it's a little hard to speak to because
we
are literally kind of figuring some of that out as we go. I mean, we obviously wrote a grant and we got some money and we have ideas around it. But
what's the basis of it?
But it is basically a grower's resource, like an urban homesteading hub.
Oh, cool.
And we're working with other partners to offer resources to the neighborhood to empower them to grow their own food. And also other things like, you know, pickling and fermenting and everything that would come along with sort of an urban homestead.
Mm-hmm.
And really giving them the tools and the resources they need to do that.
Because
there's a lot of initial barriers, whether that be a knowledge barrier or maybe it's just, you know, there is that initial cost that's associated with, you know, having your own garden. And some of it's just teaching people like, wow, you know what you can grow in a bucket, this free bucket?
Right.
You can grow 5 pounds of potatoes in this bucket, or you can grow tomatoes in this bucket.
Yeah.
I mean, and so it's simple things like that, but then it's also like, you know, but giving them that evolution of, you know, of knowledge for folks of also you can do this. And we hope to be able to provide a lot of those resources along the way.
Yeah.
I don't want to delve.
But so,
right now we're really just assessing needs of the community.
Sure.
So we don't want to really tell them what they need.
Right.
You know? So we're having growers gatherings going on right now on a monthly basis. And we're looking to do planting seeds and seeds so we can do giveaway starts in the spring.
Oh, cool.
And planning a trip to sort of a sister organization that we're really looking to. It's called Keep Growing Detroit. So that's what we aspire to be. So if anyone cares to look that up and be like, oh, what are they doing? It's like, oh, we want to do that. We're not reinventing the wheel over here.
Sure. So what else do you have planned?
We have the Washington Avenue Arts and Culture Crawl.
Right.
Which is... it's kind of taken on a life of its own. It's
okay.
a quarterly event.
Mm-hmm.
And we were inspired by the Art Hop of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to be involved in the Art Hop. There's a lot of interest in that. Just been around forever.
Sure.
But it's hard to get the people down there.
Sure.
It's just like that little ways outside of downtown. And so we decided we'd do something that's very Edison-centric.
Sure.
for Edison.
You are the Edison Neighborhood Association, so that makes sense.
So it's centered along Washington Avenue and Washington Square. It starts at Lake Street and Portage by the Dormouse Theater. And it comes down and around to Washington, all the way to the end of Washington, and then over to Jericho and the Wax Factory on Fulford, to kind of create this connection, a pathway through the neighborhood to all these different creative sites.
Right.
And kind of pinpointing some different venues and places people can show their work or get involved or host an activity or murals, all sorts of things can kind of come out of that. Since it is a new program, we're kind of like open to any creative endeavors.
Yeah, I think really, I mean, sort of the really fun part about it is, you know, being able to really highlight makers and artists that are in Edison or just adjacent to Edison. And then the other exciting part about it is sort of the increase of commerce in the, you know, with the physical route. I mean, part of the non-sexy part of it, you know, is that we have a strategic plan that we worked on for an entire year when I, you know, first came on as director of the association. And so, you know, and then you get into like, well, we started talking about business nodes, you know, super sexy. Everybody loves to talk about business nodes. So when I'm talking with Iana, my program director, about, you know, I want to connect these two business nodes and what does that look like? How do we get people back to this Jericho, which is this organic, you know, really, you know, organically birthed artistic collaborative, right, back there.
Tucked away.
Tucked away to sort of this Washington Square, which is a square that's, you know, gone through a revitalization over the last 5 years, but really needs that extra push of placemaking and, you know, that sort of je ne sais quoi of quality of life. And so, you know, talking with her, like, well, we should do a crawl, you know? I was like, well, why not just art hop? And then, you know, we went back and forth on, you know, you know why we did that specifically, but so that's some of the back like story of the non-sexy conversation about business notes.
We've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to keep talking about the sexy and non-sexy parts of the Washington Art Crawl. We'll be right back.
Creative expression comes in all shapes, styles, and forms. The Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo invites you to get involved in your local art scene. Are you an artist, playwright, actor, musician, or photographer? Do you make your living providing creative connections for others? Or do you engage in artistic expression as a way to fulfill a need to express yourself and share your story? The Arts Council wants to hear from you. For as little as $20 a year, you can become a part of the larger community of your artistic peers, exploring resources, collaborations, funding opportunities, and more. As a service organization, the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo has been proud to serve Kalamazoo since 1966. Please visit our website anytime at kalamazooarts.org. That's kalamazooarts.org. Or stop into our offices inside the Epic Center in downtown Kalamazoo. We can't wait to meet you. This message provided by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo.
You're listening to The Creative Cafe, sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.
And we're back. I'm Kristen with the Arts Council, and we're talking about Creative Cafe. I am speaking with Stephen Dupuis, the Executive Director at the Edison Neighborhood Association, and Iana Agopian, who is the Program Director at the Edison Neighborhood Association. Before the break, we started talking about the Washington Square Art Crawl, which is fantastic. You're four art crawls in now.
Yes.
So can you talk a little bit about who's participated? And then maybe we can talk a little bit about what to expect moving forward.
Sure. It kind of started with connecting with different venues, of which there are many in the neighborhood, including the Dormouse Theater, Move With Joy, Dance and Creative Studio, the Sugar Bowl Bar. They are a music venue regularly, and they also have started hosting artwork. We've had some pop-up spots, the Washington and Cameron Junction, as we like to call it, at the end of Washington Street. We've hosted some different things there. There was a three-point shootout kids basketball tournament there last summer, which was great.
Yeah. Well, the kid won $250.
It was
joyous to see.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's cool.
Yep. It was accompanied by a live jazz piano.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which, who knew? Basketball, kids basketball and jazz piano would come together and it made sense.
Right, yeah.
At the time.
All right.
And then at Jericho, there are multiple different venues, different artists. So they've kind of had a few different things pop up.
Yeah, so Jericho's got, Clover Room. Mm-hmm. There's the studio, sound studio that's over there.
La Luna.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, the cafe, Fiddle Leaf Cafe, has participated.
Okay, great.
They have a common area where they posted some different things.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Fire
Collaborative.
Yes, Fire.
So they've been crucial.
Yeah, so there's a lot of hot spots for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Especially right there on Washington Avenue.
The Neighborhood mm-hmm. Association itself, of course, participates.
Yeah.
I think one of the really cool things you asked who participates is in one of the first crawls, we actually had an artist who is unhoused.
Mm-hmm.
And so she just had a suitcase of artwork.
Cool.
And so it was just cool because she painted live, but also all of her artwork is, since she has nowhere to put it, is actually up at the association still.
Oh, cool.
So, and we're just kind of holding that artwork for her. But yeah, so just, you know, she lives in the neighborhood, you know? Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, and she reached out to us. A lot of the participants have
reached out. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's planned for, I think April's the next one? What's planned mm-hmm. for
yeah.
April?
Well, I personally would like to have it be kind of a wearable art focus.
Okay.
Event. Printing, we're going to print t-shirts. I know Fire's been doing a lot of things with uh-huh. altered clothing.
Oh, cool.
And then we're also working with El Concilio of the Hispanic mm-hmm. Counseling Council.
Which is also in the Edison mm-hmm. neighborhood.
Yes.
Yeah. The kids there are working on artwork for our poster.
Yep.
Okay.
So we're excited to see that. Yeah.
And hopefully we've been doing some open, with the jazz, we've mm-hmm. been doing some open sky artists. So I'm hoping we'll get mariachi singer.
Yeah.
And we will have a photo presentation from, they're called Resident Scholars in Edison. They did a photo project throughout the neighborhood to sort of highlight it highlights pollution, I believe, but it's mm-hmm. a really cool mm-hmm. documentation mm-hmm. of that.
Yep. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I should
plug what the Dormouse is going to do.
Yeah.
So we're doing sock puppet theater.
Okay.
So kid friendly event. We'll have the whole the glitter yarn, whatever you can make your sock puppet, and then get up on stage and be able to.
That's cool.
It's also wearable art.
Yeah, and it's wearable
it
art.
It is wearable art.
Yes.
So April, what's the day?
13th.
April 13th,
it's
which
a
is
Saturday.
A Saturday. And it's in the afternoon.
It will be from noon to 4 p.m.
Noon to 4 p.m. Okay. Yep. And then during break, you guys had mentioned something cool that was happening for July's art crawl.
Yeah, we're going to be partnering with the Black Arts uh-huh. and Cultural Center for their Youth Day, which historically has kind of always been before their big festival in Bronson Park.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we overlapped, and this year we're going to be able to do both with them. And
so the BACC, the Black Arts Festival Youth Day, will actually be in Edison Neighborhood
yes.
this year.
Yes, it will be part of the art crawl, big part of it.
Oh, that's very cool.
Oh, yeah. They're going to activate tentatively, I don't know. But right now the plan is for them to activate the halfway point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that Washington and Cameron spot that we talked about.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's a big open green space.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you had mentioned that you were doing a little bit of work over there with that green space.
Yeah, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, it started, we've done quarterly cleanups there in the uh-huh. past.
Yeah.
And it's owned by the city and the land bank. And there used to be houses, so there's kind of some torn down rubble, and we've shoveled, I don't know how much glass out of there.
Yeah.
Glass.
And oh, wow.
Done a lot of cleanup, made it very usable, user-friendly. And that's where the basketball was hosted, and it's a great place to run around.
It's very broken window theory. So if mm-hmm. you're familiar with the theory, if there's a house with a broken window, then why not throw another rock and break another window?
Exactly.
So we started cleaning it up, and once we started cleaning it up, we saw the dumping stopped, mm-hmm. and people started to take notice that people care about this spot.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. That's also one of the back to the non-sexy part of the art crawl. When we talk about, when people talk about quality of life, you know, I can go on my soapbox about quality of life versus standard of living and what that means. But people always bring up crime and they bring up, you know, this other stuff, yeah. right? And so, but my whole MO is not to necessarily attack that with a parade down the street and a sign that says, you know, no more gun violence.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the really great positive effects of like celebrating our art and culture mm-hmm. is that, you know, those things will just go down, you know, as a byproduct.
Sure.
So once people see and start to celebrate and care, yeah. then you don't necessarily have to have that sign that says, hey, you know, we don't like shooting. No, nobody, of course nobody oh likes God. That. So
right.
I've taken, you know, I've just gotten that feedback from folks and I'm like, well, that's just really, I don't think, you know,
yeah.
if other organizations want to do that, great. But, you know, yeah. I don't really, that's also not my area of expertise. yeah. So I'm sticking with what I know a bit. Yeah.
Sure.
It can be
sure.
hard to visualize change. Like people want it.
Right.
And they know what they want to see, but they don't right. always know how to get there. And
sure.
I think that's where, like, specifically an arts and creative project yeah. like this fits
well,
in.
It gives a positive voice to your neighborhood,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it comes back, back to that soapbox of the mission, that quality of life. Like,
yeah.
when I first started, I thought, okay, well, here's the mission, which I've seen a million times. And then I thought to myself, what the heck does that mean? What is quality, specifically, what does quality of life mean?
Yeah.
What does it mean to me? What is it going to mean to other people?
Sure.
And I think immediately people think of, you know, standard of living. And there's a famous Harvey Milk quote that I won't try and recreate. But, you know, it's yeah. that it's the difference between those things. And so, you know, all of that stuff is very intangible. So mm-hmm. for me, when I broke that down and when we were looking at the strategic plan,
yeah.
I thought, well, we're going to attack it from an arts culture and environment standpoint. All of our strategic plan is based on that sort mm-hmm. of stuff. Mm-hmm. So again, when I'm looking at the nodes and all that non-sexy, you know,
yeah.
things, I go, yeah. okay, well, you know, how do we do all that through arts, culture, and environment mm-hmm. lens, you know, in order to get from point A to point B.
Okay. So really quickly, because we mm-hmm. only have a few seconds left, if you're not an Edison neighborhood, if you don't live there, can you still come to the art crawl?
100%.
100%.
Okay.
And
all
you
right.
can be involved in any way, shape, or form.
Even if
yep.
you don't live there. So
yes.
that's
and
awesome.
I will echo that for yeah. all of our, pretty much 99% of all of our things are open to the entire,
Time.
You know, city
community.
Of Kalamazoo. So that growers resources mm-hmm. that we talked about, that's
yeah.
for everybody. That is, you know, we will prioritize Edison, of course, because
sure.
that is our heart. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
free to participate.
But, you know, if you're in the east side, please come on over.
Okay, so April 13th, noon to 4.
Yes.
And can I go online and kind of see what the stops are, see like
yeah.
who's participating?
Check out our website.
Yeah.
We also post events on Facebook.
Okay,
with
so
a lot of details.
Website address is?
EdisonNeighborhood.com.
Okay.
And there is a literal map that
yeah.
Nana posts.
Yeah. Okay,
so,
good,
you know.
Good. Okay.
With all the highlights.
With all the highlights. Fantastic.
Great.
All right. So I hope everybody goes out and experiences the Washington Square Art Crawl. Right? Did I get that right? What is it actually called?
Okay, it's evolved.
Yeah.
The Washington Avenue Arts and Culture Crawl.
Thank you.
Also
Washington.
Called WAC.
WAC for short.
Because
WAC
it's WAC
for short.
You know.
It's WAC.
Okay. All right. I've been speaking with Stephen Dupuy and Iana Agopian of the Edison Neighborhood Association. Thanks for talking with me this morning.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for taking the time this morning to join us at the Creative Cafe. The Arts Council is gearing up for another great year of providing resources to artists and arts organizations in our community. One of the ways the Arts Council supports artists is through a series of grant programs designed to assist with projects and professional development opportunities both here and across the country. If you or someone you know is looking for financial assistance to further their career or organization in the arts, visit the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo's website at kalamazooarts.org. That's kalamazooarts.org. And click on the Grants tab at the top of the page. And remember to be sure to check out the grant workshops coming up in April. Now you know. Please tune in next week for another installment of Creative Cafe, proudly presented by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. Infusing arts and culture into the commercial, educational, and creative economies of our region.